Now I am joined in studio right now by one of our wonderful producers, Sam. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
I had too many little thingies open on my computer. I couldn't find what I was looking
for. Oh, man, yeah.
Now, what have we got this week?
Oh, this week, I'm very excited.
Okay.
I'm excited every week, but this
is particularly exciting.
This is particularly bad.
Oh.
For over a decade, there's been one movie that's firmly held the crown of worst film ever made.
What?
And it's finally available to stream. I've been looking for it for ages.
Okay.
Because, you know, you can't rent DVDs anymore.
Okay.
It's a 2003 movie and it's called The Room.
Okay.
I'm sure a lot of people have heard of it. It's on SBS On Demand.
Yep.
So I knew it was the worst film. I've heard about it for years. I tried to go into it as an optimist because I watched it for the first time this week. People on the internet have picked it apart, unpacking everything that makes it horrible. But watching it for myself, I think it's quite unique and that there's a lot to love.
Okay, all right.
The plot of The Room is that a woman cheats on a man. That's it.
What? Oh, that's it. That's literally it.
That's main. It's a simple premise. It's easy to wrap your head around.
Okay.
You might think it drags this on for an hour and a half, but there are also some subplots thrown in. There's a boy who gets in trouble for buying drugs.
Naughty, naughty.
There's an old woman with breast cancer.
Okay.
And, you know, these subplots only last like a few minutes at most. It's definitely, it makes it like a film for the modern age where we like instantly consume all this information. I think it shows a lot about who we are as people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's getting deep now.
I know. It's also, it's simultaneously predictable and unpredictable, which is a cool dynamic.
Okay.
On the one hand, there are 5 sex scenes.
Yep.
And you can feel each of them coming.
Yeah, you're like, there's going to be a sex scene now.
Yeah, it's coming. But on the other hand, just the dialogue itself is unpredictable. It's very volatile. Sometimes it's inane and kind of soothing and kind of lulls you to sleep.
Okay.
Sometimes it also goes into TMI territory.
Mm.
I'm sure one of the quotes from the movie, out of nowhere, the main character asks one of his friends, oh, hey, how's your sex life?
Okay.
That's a very...
like too much information moment.
Yeah. I can't do it justice. You have to listen to the delivery of this person. It's amazing. The room is full of twists and turns like this, and yep. I think it's a really fun watch. Quite seriously, I enjoyed it.
Okay. You're the one person, apparently. You're like one of the 6 people who
liked
it.
A lot of people, if you remember Chris, he used to do Swimming Upstream. He's a massive fan of it. He used to go to midnight screenings of this movie where they'd throw spoons at the screen.
Really?
For some
reason. A bit of like a cult classic style.
It's definitely a cult thing, yeah.
Okay.
I probably should have started with that, actually.
Yeah, all right. No, this is good. Okay.
And the main guy behind it is called Tommy Wiseau. He wrote, directed, produced, and starred in it.
Right,
there was a whole book and another movie starring James Franco. They were both called The Disaster Artist on the making of The Room.
Yes, I've heard of this.
Yeah, I mean, the book is a fantastic read. I haven't caught the movie yet. But it kind of humanizes Tommy Wiseau. He was notoriously difficult to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently wouldn't give water and amenities to crew members.
Oh, my God.
To the point which one of them was fainting on set.
Really?
Yeah.
Number one rule of making a film, feed your crew.
Feed your crew, exactly.
Feed your crew.
Yeah.
Keep them fed.
And like one line would take like 2 days to film because, you know, he would keep forgetting his lines.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty weird.
How annoying.
It is quite. But you can tell from the movie and the book, he has the passion, though. Like, he lists Clint Eastwood and Orson Welles as influences.
Okay.
And you can tell The Room has, like, the bare bones of this grand romantic drama with twists and turns, which builds up all this tension in the lead-up to a pivotal, satisfying climax. So it just kind of boggles the mind how his vision can be so misguided.
Okay.
Like you almost want him to win.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't. It ends up being like a good film, but damn. It ends up being like a glimpse into an alternate reality, like where the rules of cinema almost don't apply. It's a very interesting movie.
Okay, so this is on SBS On Demand.
Yeah. It is expiring in a couple of weeks because SBS is a bit...
Yeah, they like to churn and burn.
Yeah, they do. So give it a watch, hopefully with more than a few drinks. That's what I'd recommend.
Okay, The Room, hailed as the worst movie ever made, but you quite liked it.
Yeah.
I think if you go into it with an open mind and optimism,
that's what I did.
In your heart.
Yeah, don't expect perfection.
No.
Yeah, although a lot of people would argue it is perfect. There's been studies on this movie.
Really?
I swear, yeah.
I feel like I'm excited. I have heard about it but never watched it.
Yeah, a lot of people have just like heard of this in passing but never actually taken the time to watch it.
Educate yourself, people. Get onto SBS On Demand and you can say, I have watched it. I can confirm or deny this is the worst film ever made.
You need like a certificate at the end of it. It's an endurance test almost. I have watched The Room.
You get a t-shirt at the end. I survived The Room.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, this is cool. SBS On Demand, it's called The Room. A cult classic, but it's expiring in a few weeks. A great little addition to Swimming Upstream. Sam, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.